Let's take five for your community this morning. Our guests today, Cheryl Thomas and Jan Schuler Hicks with the Washington Arts and Flowers Garden Club. Hi, ladies. Good morning.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Thanks for coming in. It's the big Through the Garden Gate Garden Expo this Saturday. It'll be at the community building at Eastside Park. And I guess, Cheryl, we'll start with you since you're on my left. This is a big day. You've got lots of great vendors and door prizes that you're going to be giving away out at the park, right?
Oh, yes, we do. And I'm excited to say that I have gathered up nine new vendors, and we have over 30 booths filled with our vendors, our information tables, our soil and water conservation folks from town will be joining us. The silent auction will have restaurant gift cards, a massage, which who wouldn't like one of those? We have garden items. We have tickets to Holiday World to bid on, and hair services and more. So come check out the silent auction tables.
And get a visit with all the vendors. All in all, as she mentioned, Jan, you got 30 vendors on hand. These are all related to the garden industry, I guess, and spring fever, because it's in the air now, isn't it?
Oh, it definitely is. Hey, I've even got daffodils peeking up through my mulch this week. The vendors that we have, they're actually very specially chosen vendors. All the items are very unique. They're for indoor and outdoor spaces. It's a great opportunity to come and maybe get that early Mother's Day gift.
Sure, absolutely. These are handpicked, as you said. They're coming from good distances away, too. They come from all around, don't they?
Yes, we have a gentleman coming who makes paper peony flowers and other flowers from up near the Indy area. We have a potter from the Evansville area, and we have several coming from the Vincennes area. So yeah, I'm excited for the ones that we've gathered this year.
And it's all absolutely free, but you want to bring some cash, because there'll be a lot of cash and carry items, won't there?
Oh, most definitely. You know, we're going to have plants, flowers, seed packets, everything related to gardening. And we've even got some vendors who have some recycled items. They recycle them and then turn them into something new and useful for your garden.
This is your big fundraiser for the year, too, right?
Oh, it definitely is. The Garden Club ladies work really hard to keep Washington beautiful. If you notice all the planters that hang down through the Main Street area, we do plants at various locations throughout the city. And we also spearhead the Team Up to Cleanup effort in Washington.
You do a lot of good, that's for sure. If you see these ladies, thank them. They put in countless hours to beautify Washington. And if you're someone who has the green thumb and would like to donate some time and be a part of this group, Jen, you're always looking for new members, too.
Oh, we always need new members. And the Garden Club's just a lot of fun. We have a good fellowship and learn a lot about gardening.
What, you guys meet how often, usually?
We meet monthly.
All right. Well, if you want to join, you know, this is one place to stop by and visit this Saturday, because the Garden Club members will be there. They'll answer any questions you have about the club, and you can find out how you can be a part of the Washington Arts and Flowers Garden Club. But be sure to come out Saturday, community building at Eastside Park. What time does everything get started, Cheryl?
The doors will open at 9 a.m., and we're excited to welcome everyone then, and breakfast will be served. You'll be finding some biscuits and gravy, some cinnamon rolls, and other goodies, and then lunch will follow later.
You can't beat that. That's prepared by those same ladies we were just talking about, right?
Exactly.
Always good food at the Through the Garden Gates Garden Expo. It's this Saturday. Again, people come from miles around. It's a hot spot in Washington. Be there. Doors open at night. It runs till about 3 or till the last person leaves. It's at the community building. It's all free this Saturday. But again, you want to bring some money with you, because the cash and carry items will be some items you'll want to pick up, because spring fever is in the air, especially after yesterday, where we almost topped out at 80 degrees. Wasn't that great?
It was a wonderful day. It was beautiful.
Anything else we need to throw in the closing seconds, ladies?
No, we just hope that you come out and visit us. It's a lot of fun. Great vendors, great food, and I think everybody will enjoy it.
I think you're absolutely right. Well, Jan Schuler Hicks and Cheryl Thomas, thanks for all your efforts and work putting this together, and to all the members of the Garden Club, we look forward to your event on Saturday.
Thank you very much.
Take 5, a service of WAMW.